Aisle 2. For holiday breads, get their high-quality loaf pan. Shop at Muckenthaler's 308 Commercial or visit muckenthaler.com.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We peaked at 62 degrees here yesterday. Overnight low down to 42. Right now, barometric pressure steady, 30.23. Relative humidity, 58%. We picked up just under a tenth of an inch, about 8/100ths here at the KVOE studios from rainfall received in the 3 and 4 a.m. hours this morning. Cloud cover in and around the Emporia area. Breeze from the north right now gusting to 10 miles per hour. 44 degrees here at KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning, it's 8:23.
In our never-ending, ongoing effort to keep you thinking and hopefully eating healthy, or at least healthier,
we want you to try and remember that we're only doing this because we love you.
We joyfully welcome to the KVOE studio Emporia State University Health Promotion Professor, Dr. Jennifer Thomas.
Dr. Jen, hello.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm doing very well.
Well, welcome to the studios. Always great to have you in.
Great to be here.
Oh, yeah, we just mentioned you're going to be wrapping up the fall semester here.
Hard
shortly.
It goes fast.
Man, yeah, graduation is what, on the 16th?
16th, yeah. Yeah,
winter commencement at Emporia State.
Yep.
Congratulations to all the winter grads, and best of luck in the future.
Yeah, always.
Always. Well, before we get on the crock pot topic here this morning, getting us into the holiday season, how did the leaf raking go with your students here this past month?
Oh, goodness. Hard to believe we are still raking leaves.
You're still raking leaves,
we
huh?
We are. We had so many people call, and we actually had to turn quite a few down because I'm like, these students have to do their other job, which is passing their classes and, you know, playing for their coaches and all that. So, but it's good. We're still waiting on a few payments to come in, but we should have raised over 500 by the time we're done. So
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nicely done.
And it is a good workout. I can attest to that because I've helped with almost every house. And I'm like, oh, Mother Mercy.
Enough.
Your arms are just ready to fall off by the time you're done. But no, it feels good. It feels good to help people. And like I said, when they want to go to conferences, that money will be there. So
there we go. I just know that you shot me an email and said, shut off the tap. Turn off the tap.
I said, I feel bad. I'm having to tell people no. Oh.
Well, good. Well, thanks to all that, you know, dialed in support.
Yes,
you
know, absolutely.
Health promotion students. Good deal. All right. I know a lot of people use crock pots, and a lot of good meals come out of crock pots.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the crock pot season.
It really is. You head into the fall and winter months, and I think they're more used, obviously, during this time of the year, aren't they?
They definitely are. And one of the things, I know I told you last time I was on that in October, my students did back-to-back health fairs, 2 in 1 week, one for the city employees down at White Auditorium. And then just a few days after that, we did the Healthier Lyon County one with the support of Lonnie and Shirley, who they were just talking about a few minutes ago on the air. But we did that one for the whole county at the mall just a few days after that. And one thing that we noticed was at our healthy cooking table, the most popular people were like diving for, we had probably close to a dozen different crock pot recipes. And we were letting people know these are healthy, yes, but the more importantly, they're easy and they taste good, you know. And so we had found these recipes, which I sent to you, and I think they're posted on the KVOE website now. But we just couldn't believe how popular that topic was. And people want ideas, and they were asking us some questions like, and that's why I was so glad I found these handouts, because somebody said, mine has some buildup in it. I can't get rid of it even when I scrub it. And lo and behold, I found on one of these handouts how to get rid of that mineral buildup on the crock, you know, the inside part of your crock pot. Yeah. So,
well, there was so much to go through. I did not did not notice that.
I actually, this was something I had not really looked in depth on. I always just kind of follow the recipe and do my thing. But But yeah, there's some interesting information on here. So I really encourage people to go to the website and download or print or whatever these handouts because, yeah, I learned a lot and I've been doing this stuff a long time.
Yeah, if these recipes aren't up, they will be very soon here this morning.
So
log on to KBOE.com, get on the Dr. Jen page, and we'll have these up and ready for you. At least before the morning's out, if they're not already up here this morning. But there's a lot of great recipes, a lot of great information. And if you want to join us here this morning, we invite you to give us a call, 342-5863, if you have any great crock pot tips or recipes you would like to share. We would love to hear them, as there's nothing better than coming into a house that smells of something good cooking.
That is right. That is right. Chili, soup, yeah, you name it. And I really like this first handout, the blue one that says Best Recipes Guide to Slow Cooking.
Yes.
Starts by outlining like the best cuts of meat, because I think a lot of people are familiar with chilies and soups. You know, they're kind of the go-to thing. Let them simmer all day. But this starts off giving the best cuts of meat to use in your slow cooker. And like under beef, it says chuck steak, skirt, round steak. I don't know what ossobuco? What is that?
Buco.
Buco? Is that how you say that? That's a new one to me. But the others, you know, are relatively familiar to most people. Chicken bone-in cuts and a whole, you can even do a whole chicken, lamb, it's a shanks, the neck, the shoulder, pork, the shoulder, loin chops, and ribs. I have done ribs in my slow cooker. Very, very tasty.
They turn out good,
so, yeah. So it gives you the best cuts of meat, and then it says tips on those is trim the excess fat from the meat before you cook them. And then a lot of both of these handouts, most of the sources that you look up say to brown the meat first because it helps give it better color and locks in the juices and just kind of gives it a better flavor. So but I'll be honest, a lot of times when I'm in a hurry, I don't do that part. So
just heave it in there. Huh?
But I'm also not cooking for sophisticated palates either. My kids are like, it's hot, it tastes okay, I'll eat it. So
there it is. And then there's another nice portion of the handout here, and that's when you are suggested to add the ingredients.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. And a lot of the things, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that I make, like the first thing on the list says onions, potatoes, carrots, pumpkin, at the beginning, you know, those can
right
cook
the start.
Whole time. Yeah. And I think that's obviously what a lot of us use in our recipes. But things like the next thing is peas and corn. Those don't go until the last 30 minutes. Spinach and leafy greens, canned beans, milk, cream, and sour cream all don't go in until the last 15 minutes. Fresh herbs literally go in right before you serve. So cooked pasta, last 30 minutes. That one I did know because I have a few recipes that call for pasta. And then fish is the last 15 minutes. And I have never, ever done anything with fish or seafood in my crock pot. But both of these make specific recommendations about that and make it sound like it's kind of tricky. So you don't want to overcook them and because I guess they break down.
And they do offer a few tips here too.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, to cut your vegetables the same size to cook evenly. I did know that, especially things like potatoes. You don't want big chunks, little chunks, because one's going to be overcooked or one's going to be, you know, under or over either way. Saute your onion, garlic, and spices before adding to the slow cooker. And again, I think that's really just a flavor. It's going to bring out the flavor. Drain your canned vegetables or beans before adding to the slow cooker. Absolutely. Especially beans. Beans are really goopy if you don't drain them. Some people learn that lesson the hard way. So, and then frozen vegetables, it says, may take a little longer to cook. So some good things to be aware of there.
And then, you know, the converting recipes or tips, too, that are very important because on these slow cookers, some of them just basically have a low, medium, and high setting
right.
on them. Huh?
Yes. And so you definitely want to pay attention to that. Pay attention to what, if you're following a recipe, to what it says. Now, this says their tips, slow cooking does require less liquid, so reduce by half to one cup when you're converting. In other words, if it's not an actual crock pot recipe, but you're going to try to do it in your crock pot, they require less liquid. So reduce by half to one cup when converting. And then it just gives some conversion times, like if a dish usually cooks in your oven or on your stovetop for, let's go with the middle one, 30 to 45 minutes, then slow cooker on high needs to be 2 to 3 hours. If you do try to do that in your slow cooker on low, it's 6 to 8. So that's a handy little chart. I have a feeling some people might want to like cut that out and just put it on their fridge as a reminder. And then down in that box below that, it says the high and low settings refer to how long it takes to reach simmer point. So 7 to 8 hours on low converts to 3 to 4 hours on high. And most dishes can be prepared on either setting. And then it says it's easy to convert any dish from high to low, and it breaks down all of the hours. And it's usually a little over half. Like if it's high 3, it goes to 7 on low. So it's, you know, you're increasing it by more than half.
All right, and there are even more secrets to success, and then there's safety tips, too.
Yes, I really like that. I'm a geek. I'm a handout geek. Again, I just like this stuff, and I like to post it up, you know, my office, my house for a while until it kind of becomes habit or until I get it in my head. But, yeah, their secrets for successful crockpot cooking are always read the manual because different models vary in cook times and settings. Fill the slow cooker half to three-fourths full so the food cooks evenly. Both of these handouts say you don't want to fill it all the way to the top. It needs a little bit of space. Keep the lid on during cooking to maintain temperature. You want to kind of, you know, sometimes you want to check it, but just try to do that as infrequently as you can. And then if you have too much liquid, it says remove the lid, turn up to high heat for the last 30 minutes, or add a little corn flour blended with liquid to thicken the sauce. So some little tricks there. And then on the safety first, it says thaw your meat, poultry, and frozen vegetables before cooking. I personally have a lot of chicken recipes that say, nope, you can throw them in frozen.
Don't go ahead.
So I do that, but I also obviously make sure that I do cook it long enough. So that's
going to take longer, obviously, if you do that.
Yeah. Well, and my husband is a fanatic. My husband's a very good cook. And I didn't even know how. I knew there was such a thing as a meat thermometer when I married him, but I didn't know how to use one, and I knew nothing about it. But he is religious about using his meat thermometer and making sure any meat that he makes is cooked all the way
through.
I have
two of them.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, especially when you're, you know, when you're barbecuing, cooking stovetop, oven, anything. So, yeah. Oh, he makes fried chicken that people would pay good money for because it's made in a cast iron skillet.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And but he always gets his meat thermometer out and checks it for safety. So
nothing wrong with that at all.
No. Anyone out there that's listening that's had food poisoning is going, amen, amen, amen. So check it because it can make you sick if you don't. So removed cooked food from the insert before placing it in the fridge, and don't reheat slow cooked meals in the slow cooker. And I knew that. I'm not sure how, but I had heard that before. So one thing that I don't think either of these mention is the neat little invention out there right now. And it's in at any grocery store. It's in the aisle with like the Ziploc bags. But ours is the liners that you can put in your crock pot. It's a plastic liner. Basically just looks like a plastic bag that you open up. But it's the size of, you know, your crock that goes in there, and you put it in there and you cook, and then it makes cleanup so easy. So easy.
So it's a bag you put.
Yeah, it's just a plastic bag that you
put inside the cooker,
right?
Really?
Yeah. They've just become available probably in the last
three
years.
So they're not heat sensitive then, obviously?
No, they do not melt. I know, because that was my thought.
Yeah, that'd be a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be a problem. So they must have worked hard to come up with a plastic that doesn't melt even when you're cooking a dish on high. So.
I'm talking with Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health Promotion Professor, Emporia State Monthly Visit today. We're talking about crock-potting, slow cooking here this morning. I love that. Don't reheat slow-cooked meals in the slow cooker. Now, I got to say, if you're even thinking about doing that, you have far too much time on your hands.
Use the microwave.
Don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know why you do that.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, that's not the easy way to reheat something. So
you know, you know, the initial product you're slow cooking. Yeah, that's one thing. But you know, reheating for, you know, some leftovers. Yeah, it'll 7 hours. Let's preheat this. 7 hours. I don't think so. Not going to happen. But don't do that, obviously. I want that. And, when I received all of your information here this morning, I thought, well, wow, where do we start?
Yeah.
We're going to take, before we get to the recipes, we'll get all the other information out there. And another handout called the Civilized Caveman Cooking.
Yeah,
and this segment here, and they have their own website too.
They do, and it's got some good stuff on it. And the front really just breaks down dairy, your fats, your meats, separates roasts from your other meats, seafood, and it just kind of breaks down some tips there on the best way to prepare them so they don't get ruined.
Yeah.
So, but the main reason I wanted any of the listeners out there that are interested in this topic to have this one is actually the backside of that one, because it says, like, at the top right, use this chart to determine the ideal slow cooker size for your family. And that's another kind of newer thing, is they make smaller ones and they make really, really big ones now. And so it's not just kind of your standard size. So it breaks it down, whether if it's just you, a single person, two people, all the way up to six or more. You know, six or more, they recommend a 5 to 7 quart one. Because you're obviously going to be having to cook bigger meals for that many people. So the nice thing is there's so many options out there. And then this is the one where it gets to the hints for cleaning your slow cooker. And it says, removable stoneware, which is exactly, that's the part that goes in it. Inserts make cleanup a breeze. Like I just said, make sure to cool the insert before rinsing or cleaning with water to avoid cracking. And do not immerse the metal base unit in water, clean it with a damp sponge. So, and obviously that's got the cord, so you couldn't put that, you know, that would not be smart anyway. Just trying to keep people alive here. So the metal base can't go, you know, immersed in water.
Yeah.
It says wash the insert in the dishwasher or in warm, soapy water. Avoid using abrasive cleaners since they may scratch the stoneware. And then right below that is where that's what I was referring to about. It says to remove mineral stains on a crockery insert, fill the cooker with hot water and 1 cup white vinegar. So, and then it says cover, turn the heat control to high for 2 hours, then empty. When cool, wash with hot, sudsy water and a cloth or sponge. Rinse well and then dry with a towel. So it was white vinegar is what they recommend, and filling it, you know, filling it up and then high heat. So I was like, wow.
Good tip right there.
Yeah, what do you know? And but I know that does happen. That mineral buildup does happen over time if you're not using the liners on your insert. So and then says to remove watermarks from a highly glazed crockery insert, rub the surface with coconut oil and allow to stand for 2 hours before washing with hot, sudsy water. So another handy tip.
Good tips.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's on the handout from the Caveman.
Yes.
Caveman Cooking. Go to Caveman. Let's see. Civilized Caveman Cooking.com.
Yep.
As opposed to uncivilized caveman.
Right. I thought the other interesting thing, now to the left of where what we were just looking at, this is something I had never thought about, where it says power outage. It says following a power outage of less than 2 hours, you can go ahead and finish cooking your food with your stove or microwave. If it's been more than 2 hours or you're unsure how long the power has been out, discard the food.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah, that was something I had not considered.
Good idea. Again, log on to KVOE.com and hop on the Dr. Jen page. We'll have all this information up. We've got a couple of phone calls waiting.
Okay.
Let's see what we have. Hi, you're on with Dr. Jen here this morning.
Yeah, I've got another tip for crock pot cooking.
Great.
Don't forget to plug it in.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I've done that. And once you do it once, you are very, very sensitive about it, and you don't do it again.
Right. Been there.
Yeah. I came home, and I'm like, it doesn't smell in here. Why does it not smell? I walk over. Yeah, wasn't plugged in. You're not alone.
Hey, it's a good tip. Appreciate it. Yeah, you plug it in. That's a waste of 6-7 good hours, isn't
it? Yes, it's so frustrating, and you feel like a fool. So,
yeah, you're saying, "Mom, where's dinner?"
A And that's another one where you're like, and it's ruined, because the time I did it, it was chicken. And I'm like, yep, got to chuck that in the trash. So
no doubt. But hey, if you have any great crockpot recipes or tips, 342-5863, feel free to give us a call and join in this morning. Dr. Jennifer Thomas with us here. Monthly visit, crockpot cooking is what we're talking about. All kinds of great information on the handouts. And, you know, you're talking about crockpot cooking. When crockpots came into play, basically there was the crockpot.
Right.
And that was the brand.
That was the brand.
Crock-pot.
Right.
Now there are hundreds out there.
Oh, my word. Yes. And it can be a little overwhelming when you go to choose one. And so the last handout that I gave, not near as colorful, not near as pretty or cutesy, but I just basically took a screenshot of a website that tested a bunch of the different brands on the market, and then had a panel choose what their favorites were. And to me, that's always helpful and kind of interesting. Doesn't mean I'm going to be able to afford what they recommend, but it's interesting to know. And I really wanted to look into this because when we did our health fair at the mall, we had multiple people come up to us and say, do you know they make ones that you can use your smartphone from work to control it? So, in other words, you're not home.
Yeah, I suppose,
and you hear people say that now I'm blessed because if I need to run home, you know, at lunch or on a break, I can. But some people, they go to work and they don't get to come home till the end of the day. And so even on low, sometimes that it overcooks. And so the nice thing about these, and obviously they do cost more, but is that you can use your smart. It's just like a home security system. You know how you can control that from your smartphone.
Yeah.
They make crock
garage
pots.
Door, anything.
Yeah. So now it's include your crock pot. So, but the number one pick, and Cuisine Art is known to be a very, very good brand, no matter what appliance you're talking about. They're just kind of a top notch. But that was their number one pick, Cuisine Art MSC 400. It sounds like a car or something fancy. Cook Central 3-in-1 multi cooker. And they said that was the editor's best choice and best for 4-quart slow cooker, and it has 3 independent cooking modes, programmable LCD display, 24-hour max cook time, but it is completely digital, so pretty handy. But that's the Cuisine Art, and then the
$99.99.
Yeah. And so you're paying for the fancy features. And that was one thing I was going to mention. You can get a simple, basic, like we said, the high, the medium, the low cook. You can get one of those for $25 to $30, especially if you find them on sale. But I know Aldi recently had one, $25. Well, that's a pretty good deal, you know, especially if you are on a budget, but you still want to be able to do that. Typically, for a better one that's a pretty large size, $40 to $50.
$40, $50, $60. Well, keep in mind too, this is $99.99, and it's only 4-quart.
Right,
which
it's
is
not
that
huge.
Big.
No, it's just kind of standard. So yeah, so I mean, might not work for everyone. I'm sure they probably make a larger version.
I bet
of
they
it,
do.
But they were probably trying to stick with
under $100.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And so the second pick, and man, that is blurry. I apologize. But the second pick was Crock-Pot, the actual Crock-Pot brand. I'm not going to read all those model numbers, but it's called the Wemo, kind of like Nemo, but W-E-M-O, slow cooker, best programmable slow cooker. Okay, so this one is the one with the smartphone technology.
Yes, it does. It has it. Wi-Fi network connectivity.
Yep. So if you look up, if you can remember Wemo, W-E-M-O, slow cooker, that's what you'll want to Google or look up, and it'll tell you about the smartphone technology with that. So,
well, they invented these for you to be able to set them and leave.
Right.
So,
right.
And of course, I'm the guy that said bottled water would never work.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah, you ended up being a little wrong there.
What do I know about that? And I'm also the guy that just recently said, as of yesterday morning, these upside-down trees, what is up with this?
Upside-down trees.
They're the rage now. Upside-down Christmas trees.
Oh, my. Okay, I had not heard about this. So.
Have you seen an upside-down Christmas tree before?
No, I have not.
Have you seen the house on 12th and Rural in the corner? That big house?
I know that
the
house.
The four-way stop?
Okay,
up on the second floor of that window, they have a tree that's always lit up.
Okay.
Apparently, it's an upside-down tree. And it's been that way for years, apparently.
Okay.
I've seen a tree up there. I had never noticed it was upside down. And
nope.
I've been taking a lot of grief over this.
Okay. No, I always just look and go, oh, how pretty. Nope, I'll have to look closer. There's going to be...
But you'll notice upside down trees in commercials now?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm always behind the times on these things, so don't feel bad.
Thank you for making... You've made me feel better. I know that. See, that's what you're all about, making people feel
that's
better.
That's my job.
And you have done just that here. With me this morning. Good morning, KVOE.
Hey, Ron, this is Roger.
Hey there, Roger. How are you?
Well, I just wanted to tell you guys, I've been an aficionado of the slow cooker for the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, jump on in here, Rog.
Well, hey, what I'm trying to say is don't get scared off by those high prices. Because you said it, Ron, the idea is to be able to set it and leave it. And if you're going to put something on low for 10 or 12 hours or 8 hours, Why do you need to be contacting it by the telephone to make sure it's still there?
Right.
I'm not sure why.
Yeah,
I guess.
And so, I mean, my favorite is I just take the Sunday chuck roast, which I used to put in the oven at 250. I now put it in the slow cooker on low and just roll it in a little flour with some salt and pepper, some onion flakes and bay leaf, and boom, when it's ready to go, it's ready to go.
Yep.
And I know somebody that's on Facebook. There are slow cooker recipes on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, and Pinterest. Yep, all over.
Yeah, and but you know, it's nice to sit there and say, well, I've got this thing that programs, but I'm like Ron. I'm sitting there thinking, why would I want to contact it?
Yeah.
From the office. You know?
Yeah, I'd just mess it up if I tried.
Right,
to
I would
adjust
too.
It.
It's too fancy for me. But
Also Buco is veal shanks.
Oh, okay. What do they call it?
I'm not smart. I just looked it up.
Okay.
I thought you knew that, Roger.
Oh, yeah, I'm not that smart. I don't know. I looked it up.
Also,
but I'm really enjoying it, and I always enjoy your shows anyway. but the slow cooker, I have done some experiments that were fun and some that weren't so fun, but they're reliable. Well, we just did a turkey breast.
Oh.
Turkey breast. Yeah, for Thanksgiving. And it didn't look all that good, but the meat was juicy and it was delicious, and that's what it was all there for.
So what brand of crock pot do you use?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's one of those that came off the shelf first brand. I don't think it's I never looked. It has high, low, and warm.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. High, low, and warm.
That's
and
it. High, low, and warm.
And it works.
I mean,
there you go.
And like I said, maybe for some of these folks that get into it big time, they need it for the programmable stuff. You know, don't start it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Start it at 10 o'clock. You know, that sort of thing. But I'll let you guys go. But I just want to tell you, it's easy. Don't get scared off by the prices because the cheap ones, as long as they work. The tough thing for me with my physical problems these days is that liner, and that the thing is so heavy, and the plastic liner, that's all we use.
Yeah,
you don't have to
lift the crock. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just a godsend. You just take it out. In fact,
right.
It's even great for straining for gravy and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the liner, I recommend the liner highly.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Raj.
You bet. Take care, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Roger, good to hear from Roger. Crockpot guru.
And he's right. This is really one of those to each his own, you know, because some people just love technology. And if there's something out there, a gadget to use, they want to use it.
Yeah.
And but it's definitely not necessary for everybody.
Morning, KVOE.
I just think upside down Christmas trees are great for people that have cats.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, you mean hanging the trees so they're not on the ground, you mean?
That's right.
Okay. I know some people say they hang those from the ceiling.
Wow.
So do you have an upside-down tree?
Nope. We lost her.
Okay. Hi, KVOE.
Hey, for auxiliary control on your crock pot, I put mine on a timer.
Okay. Like you just manually attached. Yeah.
The little mechanical timers, you know, that you plug into the wall, and then maybe you want the thing to turn on at 10 o'clock, and then when you come home at 6, it's done.
Okay.
All right.
That works. You know, you don't have to buy a fancy one that's programmable.
Just engineered your own.
That's it.
Do what?
You just engineered your own.
That's right.
That's it.
Hey, another good simple recipe in crock pots is like when you have a bunch of chicken pieces, you want to fill it up, just dump a bunch of barbecue sauce in there and let it cook in that for about eight hours, and the flavor of the barbecue sauce will go through the meat. And I, being a diabetic, you don't have to eat the barbecue sauce.
Right, but you get the flavor. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the flavor from it, but you don't have to deal with all the cotton pick and sugar that they put in it.
That's a good idea.
Good tip.
Yep. Yeah. Later, guys.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, one of my kids' favorite things that I make in the crock pot is I dump a thing of the chicken frozen, I don't thaw them, chicken tenderloins in there because they're just smaller than the breast, so they take less time to cook through. And I take a thing of barbecue sauce and squeeze it in there. My husband's real big on that Sweet Baby Ray's, so I put a bunch of that in there. And then now that gentleman wouldn't, but I put like a tablespoon of brown sugar. And then I can't remember if it's, I think it might be white wine vinegar, but some type of vinegar. And you just kind of sprinkle some of that in there, let it cook. I usually do like 6 or 7 hours, pretty much so all day. Come home, you take two forks, you shred it, and it makes great barbecue sandwiches.
Ooh.
So, yeah. And it's so easy, you know? So it's like score one for mom.
There's a great cheeseburger soup recipe you have in here, too.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, so many of those are comfort foods, you know, stuff that most families are really
Add bacon
enjoy.
Bits for
oh,
extra flavor.
There you go.
There it is.
Ah, boom.
Boom. just under the wire here, too.
We got it in there.
All right. Well, good stuff. Again, log on to KVOE.com and click on the Dr. Jen page. We'll have all the – we didn't get to the recipes here this morning, but we appreciate the phone calls. We're out of time here on Dr. Jen's November visit, and we'll look forward to seeing you in December, probably the mid-portion of December,
I would
be thinking.
Yes, I will be in right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas.
Yes, I will come in before Christmas because my students, like we said, 16th, they go bye-bye. And I have a little downtime because my kids are still in school. So I will be in with some Christmas cheer.
So when does the USD 253 get out then?
Well, all I know, I haven't looked at the calendar yet, but my little one's birthday is on December 21st. And his teacher said, oh, we'll still, because I didn't know if I was going to be able to bring, you know, cupcakes or whatever. And she goes, oh, we'll still be in school. So I know it's the 21st or 22nd because that's a Thursday, the 21st. So
I'm thinking too that that is the they've moved that seasonal celebration back to about that time. So I think it is Thursday and Friday of that week.
Oh wow, that's late.
Coming up, so
All
right. Well, great stuff as always, Dr. Jen. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a good finish to the month of November, and into December we go.
All righty. Thank you.
And Dr. Jennifer Thomas, Health Promotion Professor, Emporia State, monthly visit. We've been crock-potting it here this morning. 8:55, 44 degrees. Good morning.
It's the most wonderful time of year, and that means Toyotathon is back at Clint Boyer Toyota. Just in time with all the Black Friday specials, but you don't have to wait. Come in now and lease a new 2018 Toyota Camry LE for only $239 per month. A new 2018 Toyota.